بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيدنا وحبيبنا وإمامنا محمد صلى الله عليه في الأولين والآخرين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين وعلى من اتبع سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين في أي مكان كانوا وأي زمان عاشوا اللهم إنا نسألك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين أن تجعلنا منهم والسامعين الحاضرين وسائر المسلمين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. And this is the third part of the story of our beloved Prophet Khalilullah in Al-Awwaleen, the former generations, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And today we are going to talk about the re-establishment of the effort of faith and da'wah in Mecca. As we established before, the ulama divide the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam basically in two major parts. Number one, his dialogues with his people, the worshippers of the stars, the worshipper of the idols, the story with the king. And the other great part of the story of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam has to do with the effort of da'wah and re-establishment of faith in Mecca. Ibrahim alayhi salam was involved indirectly with that project. His wife Hajar alayhi salam, a lady, and this is the greatest message today for our sisters, for our ladies, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose a lady for that project, for that effort. And the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife are well documented and illustrated in this part of the story. We will start this part from the story of the fire, as we finished last time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ibrahim alayhi salam asked him to show him how he brings the dead back to life again. The question of Ibrahim alayhi salam was the how. قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. How do you bring the dead back to life again? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to take four birds. Some mufassirun say four groups of birds. فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Four groups of birds. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. The word فَصُرْهُنَّ mean to bring them close to you, either by tie them up or at least to know them carefully and fully. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show him that they will come back exactly the way they were, with their own colors, shapes and forms. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْآ. Put on each of the mountains that Ibrahim alayhi salam knew part of these birds. ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا. And you call them, they will come rushing themselves to you. سَعْي, quickly. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. So the question of Ibrahim alayhi salam was about the how, كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. He believed, he deeply believed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same ayah, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Didn't you believe? He said, indeed I do. قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. I would like to tranquil my heart. So in Islam, and this is a message especially for the youngsters, we are allowed to ask any question. Because our faith is based on knowledge. Our faith is strong. Our faith is the haqq. And we can ask any type of questions as long as our intention is to tranquil our heart, increase in knowledge, and increase in iman. just like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the how. How was the how illustrated in the story? He said, when you call them, they will come rushing to you like a magnet collecting iron. You know, if you have iron and you put the magnet next to it, what happens? It attracts the metal. Attracts the metal with a big force. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam like the center of Ihya al-Mawta, the center of bringing life back again. And the flesh and the bones are everywhere. So just like a magnet, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he called the birds, they came rushing to himself. That is the how that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the dead back to life again. Just like a magnet, subhanallah. Everything, all these pieces of bones and flesh and everything that belonged to that body will come back like a magnet. That was the how that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illustrated to Sayyidina Ibrahim. Then the ayah ended with two attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'lam anna Allah azizun hakim. Izza and hikmah. Why? It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, bringing life again after death, this is by the izz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means no dead person can negate that. No one can say, I will not come back to life again. This is the izz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By obligation, every living being will be brought back to life for resurrection and for judgment. And Hakim, this is a great hikmah, because can you imagine if people reach the conclusion that there is no last day of judgment? Then in the minds of many people, there will be no reason for being good or doing good. Also, if they do bad, as long as the law does not catch them, they will be okay with it. They can kill, they can rob and kill and rob and do all bad things. There is no day of judgment to come back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is His hikmah, His wisdom, that all creation shall be brought back to judgment. After this beautiful story, the yaqeen of Ibrahim alayhi salam increased indeed. Why? Because our scholars of aqidah teach us that there are three types of iman. Imanul malaika, imanul anbiya, wa imanul nas. The iman of the malaika. It is a fixed, steady iman. It does not increase, it does not decrease. The second type of iman is the iman of al-anbiya. It is always increasing. And the iman of the rest of the people, it increases with good deeds and it decreases with bad deeds. So now Ibrahim alayhi salam has taken this course, this special journey, this special illustration, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the dead back to life again. So what happened next? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَىٰ تَأْكُلُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam went secretly, without no one realizing, to the idols, and he said, don't you eat? مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنْطِقُونَ. Why don't you speak? فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ. So he started destroying them with the right hand. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ. So the people came
After they realized what happened to their idols, they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, yazifun. You know, the Arab understand the word zaffa, right? Zaffa is like a big show. We use it a lot in weddings. In the Arab culture, when the groom is outside and everybody is singing for him with a loud voice, this is called zaffa, which means, you know, big, loud noise. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ قَالَ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ Do you worship what you with your own hands make and make like sculpture in the rocks? وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and what you are doing. قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ They said, construct for him a big construction and throw him in Al-Jahim. Notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word Al-Jahim. So this word Al-Jahim was known to the people. And Al-Jahim is also a name of hellfire. So Al-Jahim means big, huge, burning fire. Very hot, extremely hot. فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ So when they threw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire with the catapult, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the order to the fire and he said, O fire, be peace and blessing and coolness on Ibrahim. So subhanallah, Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested in himself, thrown into the fire, because he invited people to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Then after he came out of that experience, he made a dua. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ You people tried to kill me, you don't want me, you want to burn me with fire? I am going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm heading to him and definitely he will guide me. Sayyahdeen. Then he made a dua. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Oh Allah, after this huge experience, after these experiences of yaqeen and iman, I'm crying to you, I'm praying to you, please give me a son and make him among as-salihin, among the righteous and good ones. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah mentions, right after he came out of that experience of the fire, he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the story. What happened? Now we have the scene of Ibrahim and Sarah after he migrated of that area. And this hadith is narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. Sarah was really, really beautiful lady. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her beauty beyond imagination. She was a righteous lady. She was a wise lady. She was a beautiful lady. So she is with Ibrahim alayhi salam and both are migrating. They reach an area, the people of the king saw Ibrahim with that lady. So they told the king about her. So the soldiers came and took Sarah by force from Ibrahim alayhi salam. What did Sarah do when she entered the palace forcefully? She rushed to wudu and salah. This is the narration of the hadith of Imam Bukhari and Muslim. فَقَامَتْ فَتَضَوْضَأَتْ وَأَخَذَتْ تُصَلِّي So she rushed to wudu and salah. Then she made a dua. قَالَتْ اللَّهُمَّ إِن كُنْتُ آمَنْتُ بِكَ وَبِرَسُولِكَ وَأَحْصَنْتُ نَفْسِي إِلَّا عَلَى زَوْجِي فَلَا تُصَلِّتْ عَلَيَّ هَذَا الْكَافِرِ Ya Allah. She made wudu, she made salah, she cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said, Ya Allah, I believed in your messenger, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam. And I am a noble lady. I protect myself from anyone except my husband. So, Ya Allah, I am asking you to protect me from that kafir. So when he came to touch her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paralyzed his hand and he would faint unconscious. The first time, the second time, and the third time. And every time that happens to him, he cries to her after he wakes up, please pray to your Lord, to your God, to save me from this. And she would do that. So he tried the second time. And the third time, after the third time, he said, Khalas, go away, go away. And he told his soldiers, take her away. She is like a devil. She is like shaitan. I cannot approach her. And he gave her Hajar alayhi salam as a gift. So she came out. Ibrahim alayhi salam was anxious and waiting to know her news. So she told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved her from that kafir. So he was so happy. And all three, Ibrahim alayhi salam, his wife Sarah, and Hajar left together.
Who gave her Hajar?
The king. The brother is asking the question, who gave Hajar to Sarah? According to this hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, Hajar was the gift that the king gave to Sarah after that incident, because he was afraid from her after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paralyzed him.
As a maid.
As a maid, as a servant. Yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us other scenes of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Let us go now to Surah Ibrahim. This surah is named after Ibrahim alayhi salam. How does the surah start? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alif lam ra. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. سورة إبراهيم starts Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun, a book we reveal to you so you can and may take people from darkness to light with the permission of the Lord to the path that is straight, that guides to Almighty Allah, the All Worthy of Praise. This is how Surah Ibrahim start. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that this revelation of Al-Quran is to guide people, to bring them from darkness into light. What do we find in Surah Ibrahim? We find the sacrifice of Ibrahim. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the way to bring people out of darkness into light, sacrifice must be done and must be performed. Muhammad, to bring people out of darkness into light, the first thing you must remember is the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is a sacrifice? By definition, it's something that you and I value. If somebody brings a sack of dust and it has no value or little value and we give it away, that is not a sacrifice. By definition, a sacrifice is when we give something that is dear and near to us for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad, to bring people from darkness into light, you must remember the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is the sacrifice of Ibrahim? Ibrahim alayhi salam says in Surah Ibrahim, ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيم الصلاة. O Allah, I put my wife and my son. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that Ibrahim alayhi salam got married to Hajar alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who heard his cry after he came out from the fire, gave him his first son, Ismail. And Ismail means Sami'Allah, Ishmael, Sami'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard your dua and your cry, and Ismail is the answer of that dua. Ishma means sami'a, means to hear. Il means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salam made to do is to put his beloved wife, the wife that gave him his first son, and his son that he waited for long years, to put them far, far away in Mecca. Subhanallah. In the same surah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave him later on the gift of Ishaq and the gift of Ya'qub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَ. What does the word nafila mean? Ziyada, extra. Because the original cry was for a son, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the son and gave him another one and another one extra. That's nafila from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ziyada from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such is the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his servants. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahabali ala al-kibari إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me at this old age of mine إسماعيل and إسحاق. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the call. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was praying that dua and making hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking, where was إسماعيل and his mother? Both of them were far, far away. Today we go home, we see our children, we kiss them, we hug them, and say, Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me my children. When Ibrahim alayhi salam made that dua, Ismail and his mother were far, far away in Mecca, in a valley that has no people, no food, no water. Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take Hajar and Ismail. Ismail was an infant. His mother was still breastfeeding him. He was little. As we know the story, he brought them near to the area of the house of Allah, to the Kaaba. Only small boundaries of the Kaaba were shown. So he put the mother and his son, he gave them little food, some dates, and some water. And he started to leave. So Hajar followed him. Some narrations say that he did not answer. Some narrations say that he only answered with body language, gesture, nodding. Said, "Ya Ibrahim, where are you leaving us? To whom are you leaving us? There is no people here. There is no food here. There is no water here. I don't see anyone. I don't see anything here." The ulama say, it's like she is saying, "I am your wife, and we have a contract." A husband and wife have a marriage contract. She knows who is Ibrahim. She knows that Ibrahim is the most faithful husband, the most faithful believer, the best of mankind, the best akhlaq, the best mu'asharat. So she is asking, she is wondering. Then she realized that this man of God is doing something different and weird. So it must have been an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, is this an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, yes. So now, after a few days, the water ran out. The food ran out. The narration of Imam Bukhari says that this mother, looking at Ismail, she doesn't have any more milk because she ran out of water. So Ismail alayhi salam is crying so hard, and the narration says that he was hitting the ground because he had so much hunger and so much thirst. Hajar alayhi salam as well. So now, because of the emotions of the mother, she started to act. She went up As-Safa and she rushed herself down to Al-Marwa. She did that 7 times. There is an area between As-Safa and Al-Marwa marked with 2 lines. That is the area that she used to make sa'i. Because she was so tired, she would walk, but as she hears the cry of Ismail between these 2 lines, she used to rush herself for 2 reasons. Because of the cry of the baby, and because she wanted to go up to the mountains to keep Ismail under her sight. Until she did that for 7 times, she heard a voice. So she thought that she was hallucinating. She said to herself, Sahin, which means, you know, what's this? Stop it. Wake up. Then she heard the voice again. So she said, if you have help, please help me. When she looked back at Ismail, she saw Jibreel alayhi salam hitting the area with his wing, and Zamzam water came out at the foot of Ismail alayhi salam. So she rushed down and she started to collect the water, and she said, Zamzam. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Abbas said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she was desperate collecting the water. If she had left the water, Zamzam would have been a spring and a river seen visually to all people. So she drank water, gave to the baby, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied her. People of Jurhum were passing by. They know the area very carefully. So they looked up, they saw birds, that kind of birds, come for water. So they said, it's impossible. We know there is no water here. What are these birds doing? So they came and they found Ismail with her son and the water. So they humbly came and said, would you please allow us to share you water? She said, yes, but the water is not yours. They said, okay, no problem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Ismail and her son Ismail to bring this tribe to faith and Iman and Islam. Ismail grew up and he got married from that tribe, and that's how he learned his Arabic. Now we must analyze this story. The ulama call this story a contract with Allah. And perhaps this is the greatest lesson that we take from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his wife Hajar, and his son Ismail. This is the greatest lesson, my dear respected brothers and sisters. So I need your full attention. I need your hearts and minds. The contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, kullu ijabin wa qabul aqd. In Islam, every offer and acceptance, that is called a contract. For example, two people are standing in front of a car. Someone says, I would like to sell you my car for $5,000. The other man says, I accept. This is a contract. In Islam, this is a contract. Similarly, when two young people are considering marriage, the wali of the lady says, زَوَّجْتُكَ مُوَكِّلَتِي عَلَى الْمَهْرِ الْمُتَّفَقِ عَلَيْهِ بَيْنَنَا وَعَلَى الشُّرُوطِ الْمُتَّفَقِ عَلَيْهَا. I am marrying you, my daughter, or the one I'm representing, on the mahr specified and the conditions specified. When the young man says, I accept, they are married. This has become a marriage contract. So in Islam, every offering and acceptance, that is a contract. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah that Ibrahim alayhi salam signed a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. His Lord told him, Ibrahim, Aslim, accept Islam. Do you submit to my will? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ibrahim answered, yes indeed, I am making Islam to you, the Lord of the worlds. So that is the contract. So Islam is actually a contract between the Muslim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a contract of obedience that we submit our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala voluntarily, with love and acceptance. Islam is about putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the center of our life through the contract of Islam. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. His Lord told him, accept Islam, be faithful, submit to my orders. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I do, I accept. Subhanallah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated the status of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What did he say? وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And remember, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim with words of submission. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Ibrahim fulfilled his Islam. Ibrahim completed and fulfilled his contract. In another surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, elevating the status of Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa, and Ibrahim, the one who fulfilled the covenant, the one who fulfilled the contract, the one who accepted the conditions. Subhanallah. Hajar alayhi salam also signed a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama say it was a contract on blank, a blank contract. What does that mean? Normally, when two parties make a contract, everyone lays down their conditions. So you have person A, name, age, you know, the information, then the conditions. These are my conditions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. Party B do the same thing, name, age, information. Then he says, these are my conditions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. So in a normal contract, we have two parties coming together under conditions. Hajar alayhi salam signed a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like Ibrahim, because he was her teacher. that when we sign a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our contract must be in blank with no conditions on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What conditions are we going to put on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? That He fulfills with us, that He gives us what He promised, that He does not leave us alone. So the ulama say, when we make a contract with Allah, we must fulfill all the conditions, meaning all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we put no conditions on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always going to fulfill beyond our expectation and imagination. Hajar alayhi salam, establishing the contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she says to Ibrahim, you are leaving us here. Is this an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, yes. He said, then go. Khalas. لَن يُضَيِّعَنَا. When she said, Allah will not leave us alone, she signed that contract on blank. Meaning, Ibrahim, I am your wife. You're supposed to provide for me house, shelter, food, everything that a wife needs. But now I'm signing my contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no conditions. You go. Allahu Akbar. The contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest lesson. As we established in the story of Ka'b bin Malik, anyone says, Ya Allah, I'm going to work for you or with you, the test must come. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Would people think that they will be let to say we believe and they will not be tested? When you say, Ya Allah, I want to work with you. Ya Allah, I want to work for you. The test must come. So Hajar said, go. Allah will not leave us alone. The test came. She ran out of food. She ran out of water. She is seeing her son, her only son, beloved son, dying. No one is there. Nothing is there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after she passed the test, provided the gifts. Just like we established before, anyone who says, Ya Allah, I'm going to work with you, Allah will put you in the circle of testing. If you pass the test, Allah will move you from the circle of testing to the circle of gratefulness. The ulama say, not your gratefulness to Him, but His gratefulness to you. So Hajar passed the tests. Now she is waiting for the gifts, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ata'ullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? Without measurement. The first gift, Zamzam. The blessed water of Zamzam. A water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made as food and as medicine. And it will be for you according to your intention. What kind of water is this? Allahu Akbar. What kind of water that will do to your body according to your intention, and it's food and it's healing. This is the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Ismail after she passed the test. The second gift, Ibrahim alayhi salam soon will be made to construct Al-Ka'bah for Hajj. Since Ibrahim alayhi salam, starting with him, down with all the prophets, passing with all the scholars, all the awliya, all the ulama, including Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we go to Hajj, we must do the exact same thing that Ismail did between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. What kind of an honor is that? Can you imagine Ibrahim, Muhammad, and all the anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, all the anbiya that made Hajj to Al-Bayt must do the same ritual between Safa and Marwa because of that believer lady? And when she ran between Safa and Marwa, she was looking for a sip of water. Allah made a sip of water because of His obedience and fulfilling His contract, a ibadah, until the last day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The third gift. A whole tribe called Jurhum. They have men, horsemen, they have women, they have youth, they have weapons. They come to Ismail with obedience. They come humble and say, please, can we drink from the water? Can you imagine? A whole tribe are coming in the most humble way in front of a lady with her son. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belong the soldiers of heavens and earth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with her, she needed no defenders. Jurhum, a whole tribe, came and said, please allow us to drink some water. She said, okay, but the will is not yours, it's mine. They said, okay. Can you imagine the scene? Just think about it. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Not only that, when Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua in Surah Ibrahim, Rabbana liyuqimu as-salah. Remember, the only two people who were there, Ismail and her son. In the Arabic language, the dual verb, al-muthanna, should be used. Ibrahim alayhi salam had to say that I put my wife and son next to your house liyuqima tu. Because in Arabic we have a verb for two. Singular, dual for two, and plural, three and up. He should have said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana liyuqima. But he said liyuqimu. What does that tell you? That the purpose of putting Ismail and his son next to the Kaaba is an effort of da'wah, so people will come to that area and liyuqimu, to establish salah with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used a lady for the reestablishment of faith next to al-Kaaba. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam was living in Baytul Maqdis, in the area of Palestine, and he used to visit them occasionally. So Allah used Ismail for the guidance of humanity, that lady of the belief. After this test, Ismail alayhi salam now walks and he can run a little bit. He grew up. So Allah sends Ibrahim alayhi salam, and He made him to see in his dreams that he is slaughtering his son. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, which means when Ismail alayhi salam started to walk quickly, sa'i, to make sa'i and run. Subhanallah. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. Oh my sonny, my beloved son, I see in my dreams that I am slaughtering you. Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us mashura with the youth. He is making mashura with his son. Huh? فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Ibrahim said to Ismail, oh my beloved son, see, what do you think? مَاذَا تَرَى, what do you think? What's your opinion? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Oh my father, fulfill the order. Ismail alayhi salam now is signing the contract. Islam means a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said, without any conditions. That is Islam. That is the greatest lesson of this family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. No conditions on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, on our part, fulfilling all the conditions. Now Ismail alayhi salam is signing the contract. Ya Abati, this is an order from Allah. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Allah is commanding you. You do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. Fulfill the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. You would certainly find me among those who are patient. Falamma aslama. Islam, the contract of Islam. Falamma aslama. When both of them submitted, Ismail and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Watallahu lil jabin. And he put his forehead on the ground because he didn't want to see his face. What happened? وَنَادَيْنَاهُ We called him. أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ Allah called him. يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَفَدَيْنَا إِنَّ هَذَا Certainly, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ Allah called him, Oh Ibrahim, you fulfilled the order, you fulfilled the dream. Likewise, we will give the gift to the people of Ihsan. This is indeed the true test. If there is a test on earth, it is a father slaughtering his son. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the fida, al-dhibhu al-azim, that great sheep that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought from the heavens. After these sacrifices, Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail are building the most sacred house of Allah on earth, and they are crying to Allah, Ya Allah, accept. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give many, many gifts. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم So Ibrahim is standing on his maqam and that maqam is moving with him helping him to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the house was complete, Allah ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to make the call for the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ Made the adhan. And the word adhan in the Arabic language means ilan. Make the ilan. Make the adhan. So everyone might do the hajj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ibn Kathir in his tafsir said, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, my voice does not reach. فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا إبراهيم عليك النداء وعلينا الإجابة you just make the call and we will make it reach to everyone. I would finish this great story of our beloved prophet and father Ibrahim عليه السلام with his wasiyya to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam gave an advice to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the journey of Al-Mi'raj, when he went up to the heavens, he saw Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam gave him salam. The hadith goes, narrated by Imam Tirmidhi and others, through Hadrat Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقيت إبراهيم ليلة أسري بي. I met Ibrahim the night that I went up in the Mi'raj. فقال Ibrahim عليه السلام said, يا محمد أقرق أمتك مني السلام. O Muhammad, give your ummah from my part, the salam, the salutation of salam. So right now, I think we should say, wa alayka salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu ya khalil Allah, Ibrahim. He said, deliver my salam to your ummah and tell them, wa akhbirhum, anna al-jannata tayyibat al-turba, azbat al-ma, wa annaha qi'an. وَأَنَّ غِرَاسَهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Muhammad, tell your ummah that Jannah is excellent, is the best, طيبة, is the best in goodness. And its soil also is the best. And its water is also the best. And that Jannah has so many vast open lands. These lands are waited to be planted. So tell your ummah that the way to plant these open areas is by making tasbih. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.